Oh yeah, it's time to ride with Electric Pete, where the wheels are clean, the vibes are high, and the future's fully charged. We've got that rideshare love. No gas, just go. Full charge, full power, now let's roll. Hey everybody, it's Pete, Electric Pete, and today's episode is going to be a big one. If you've been driving for Uber for a while, you know how fast things can change. One day you're cruising along, making great money, and the next, the rules are different and your income drops. That's what happened to me. I was running Comfort and Premier rides in my Tesla, having the best time, good fares, good tips, working fewer hours. I was doing 16 rides and pulling in $300 a day. All right, life was good. And then, poof, Uber changed the game. Comfort and Premier rides disappeared for me, driving my Tesla Model 3. Very nice 2025 model. Really amazing. So that's a different idea, a different story. But you know, overnight, my rides dropped in value. I was left with mostly UberX. You know what? I love UberX riders. They're great. That's fantastic. But lower value on the rides, lower tips, ride payouts were smaller. And I was suddenly staring down really long days just to pay my bills. I'll be honest with you. I was frustrated, distraught even, okay? I built my whole business around efficiency and strategy. And suddenly, I felt like Uber pulled the rug out from underneath me. But if there's one thing I've learned over the years, and I've been doing this 7.5 years, I've done over 45,000 rides, I have the data to back up my ideas and my goals and my decisions. And that's exactly what I did. I'm going to share with you how I rebuilt my business, all right, from the ground up and to hit my daily goal, $300, even in this new UberX world. I call it the Electric Pete new UberX system, which is new is old, old is new. I mean, everything goes around, and you've got to really roll with the punches. So first, let's talk about what actually changed. With Comfort and Premier, each ride was worth more. Passengers paid extra for a nicer car, a quieter ride, and they tipped really well. I was regularly getting, $250 to $300 a week in tips alone. That meant that I can make my daily goal in about 16 rides a week, 16 rides a day, maybe fewer, 10 hours of driving, sometimes less, and I'd hit my $300 daily goal. And then I'd go home. When Uber pulled those categories from me, and I believe they did it to everyone, it was a shock. Okay, my average fare dropped. Suddenly I was doing mostly UberX, which love my UberX, people. And I was getting lower fares, less consistent trips. The old math didn't work anymore. Now, so I did what I always do. I dug into the numbers. I'm a data geek. I tracked my rides per hour, my earnings per trip, my idle time, all the geeky stuff that I love to measure. And here's what I found. The new average trip with UberX and Green is about $11 to $12. My goal of 300 requires about 24 to 26 rides per day. The real key metric is rides per hour. Okay, with UberX, that number goes up actually because they're shorter rides and you can pack more rides in. So if I can hold 2.5 rides per hour, per true driving hour, I'll hit 25 rides in 10 hours, which is right around $300. Now, that was a light bulb moment, all right, which was an old light bulb actually, because years and years ago, I used to track my rides per hour, and I noticed that when I was over 2.5 rides an hour, I was hitting my goals. So, but it was a light bulb moment. The game had changed, but the new rules were measurable. Okay. Next, I started experimenting with how to get those rides efficiently. I have my preferred area box, which is actually a part of the Uber app. And if you don't know where it is, you need to find it because it's an important thing. 2 hours a day, you can stay in a specific area. My area is Center City, Philadelphia. You know, I set my main goal for that, my main zone for that. So I'm not dragged out into the suburbs. So the next thing I use is the Uber destination rides, right? This is also something that Uber allows, and it's part of the app that you can use. I use one in the morning to get into the city because I live in the suburbs. And I save the second one for later in the day if I need it to pull myself back to the city, which yesterday, Friday, I had to do that. Now, the Electric Pete hack, this is my favorite. This is something that I designed because I noticed a trend in how the app performed. I set a loose destination toward home at the end of the day, or if I'm out and I'm out of my Uber destination ride, you know, you only get two of those a day. So one in the morning and one at some point during the day. But if I'm out of those, I use my Electric Pete destination hack. I set those destinations at the end of the day toward home. Uber still shows me rides, but if the trip pulls me away from my direction toward home, I can decline it without it hurting my acceptance rate. It lets me earn while I head back. I also learned something about my start times. That old 6 a.m. push I used to do, now I start after 7 a.m. when there are actually riders and I'm not wasting that first hour. I'm actually getting rides and building that 2.5 rides an hour. And finally, I plan breaks on purpose. If you want a full 12-hour driving day, I take a tight midday break and don't drift off into a 16-hour slog. Now, here's the truth. I can still make $300 a day, but it takes more rides and more hustle. Instead of 16 comfort rides, I'm doing 24 to 26 Uber X rides. All right. But the good news, and I'm a positive person, so I always look for the good news. There's less pure waiting now. I'm still busy. I'm just busier with pickups, with shorter fares. It's a grind, but it's a grind I understand and can plan around. And with my tools, the preferred box, the destination rides, the Electric Pete hack, I'm staying in my profitable zones and getting home without wasted hours. I actually now don't end my ride in Philly and my 12 hours a day in Center City and then have to drive home. I use my tools so that I am earning on the way home. Now, if you're a driver listening to this and feeling like Uber just wrecked your business, I want you to know that you can adapt. The secret is to know your numbers, figure out your average dollars per trip, track your rides per hour, and plan your zones and use the tool Uber gives you. So don't be afraid to take a strategic break so that you can finish strong instead of just grinding. Uber will change things again. They always do. Uber is looking out for Uber. But you can outsmart the system if you measure and experiment. Now, I have always said that I'm okay with Uber changing things for Uber, because if Uber wasn't there, guess what my income would be? Zero. Okay, so I will work with and figure out what I need to do strategically to make sure that my business works for me. All right. Now, I'm Pete, Electric Pete, and this is why I started this podcast, to help other drivers, no matter what Uber throws our way. If this episode helped you, share it with another driver who you know is struggling. And if you've built your own system or hack, I'd love to hear about it. Reach out to me on Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you follow Electric Pete. Remember, 2.5 rides an hour, 25 rides a day, you can still hit 300. Uber may change the game, but we can play smarter. Thanks so much. Thank you so much for tuning into Electric Pete. Remember, every rider has a story, and it's my job to share those stories with you. If you enjoy these conversations and want to help Electric Pete grow, especially to upgrade my video and audio gear, or even for even better episodes, please consider supporting the podcast. Your generosity truly makes a difference. Check in the show notes for how to do that. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, review, and share Electric Pete with your friends and your family. Find me on social media or reach out anytime at electricpetepod@gmail.com. Until next time, stay charged, stay positive, and keep your eyes on the road ahead. This is Electric Pete signing off.